step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
I've got this clip. There was an explosion in Malta that looks like it looks like a bomb went off.
Oh my gosh.
Look at that. That is a huge explosion.
Who are the Misfits? Carrie Byron. Tori Belleci. Together more than 20 years having fun together.
Hey there, Mythfits. We are back for another episode. Tori.
Happy Monday, everybody.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, so I have been following, like, on social media. You have been having such a glamorous time lately. I saw you on the red carpet. Can I just say, first out the gate,
yeah.
Your wife is stunning.
Does she look amazing?
She looks amazing. Oh. Like, yeah, you are one lucky guy.
Hey, thanks, Carrie. Thanks. Yeah, no, we had, oh my gosh, it was a whirlwind. I'm still just like, did that happen? It felt like a dream, but yeah, it was surreal for sure.
So if you guys are just catching up on Tori's life, he was in the new Jackass movie, which premiered and had a fabulous red carpet. I mean,
yeah, it was unbelievable. The movie's out now in theaters. We went and saw it, and it's like this weird kind of sad. Like, it's sad that it's the last one, but this one's my favorite. I mean, probably I'm biased because of me being in it, but it shows like the old beginnings of how Jackass got started, when it was a pilot that they were trying to sell to HBO and MTV, and MTV eventually picked it up. But what's nuts is they're showing stuff that MTV was like, we can't air this on the show because it's just too insane, but it's now in the movie. So there's all these bits that you've never seen before that are now in this movie. And
Wait, throwbacks? Just, like stuff that didn't get included? You're seeing old footage?
Yeah, it's like the original VHS that they were filming in 1998, and it was the pilot of Jackass. And so it was Johnny Knoxville by himself doing crazy stuff. And man, it's like, it's nuts. Like, you think the stuff they do now is crazy. This was even crazier.
Wow. Okay, take me to the scene in the red carpet area. Because you guys are in LA. You get all fancied up, and then you arrive. Like, what's going on?
Yeah.
There?
So they had the premiere at Paramount Studios, so on the lot. And so we drove up. And it was just so surreal. I'm like pinching myself because it's like, is this? So we drive in the red carpet, the gate lifts up. You could see the red carpet. They drop us off. We get, you know, our tickets and everything. And then we walk the red carpet. And there was just so many people that, like, Pedro Pascal was there, main girl from Obsession, you know, that mm-hmm. the new movie Obsession. Mm-hmm. She was there.
I have one question out the gate.
Okay.
Because I feel like when I meet actors in real life, they're either much bigger or much smaller than I think they're going to be. Is Pedro Pascal, is he tall or tiny?
He's taller. He's taller than you would think. He's not little. Yeah. Yeah, you're right. Like, a lot of times you see actors and then you meet them in person. You're like, oh my God, you're such a little person.
People always think I'm tiny when they meet me. They're like, you look so much bigger on TV.
Well, I used to get that all the time because I was surrounded by you and Grant. It was like, whoa, I thought you would be taller. I'm like, I know.
Because, yeah, both of us were on the shorter side. Okay, so you're on the red carpet.
Yeah, so right before we were going, I had to pee. So I ran to the bathroom, went to the bathroom, and then I came out and I'm like washing my hands, looking in the mirror. I'm like, what the hell? Like, I'm at Paramount Studios about to walk the red carpet for a new Jackass movie. It was just like my mind was freaking out, and the movie is hilarious. It's similar in the style that they filmed to Mythbusters, in the sense where they would just start doing something and they're like, oh, roll cameras. So there was no like, okay, ready and action. It was just, even the setup, they would just start filming. And it's got this, there's this like, self-humiliation, you know, because you remember how we used to say, check your dignity at the door on Mythbusters.
There's no dignity in television. Yes.
Right. So it's kind of like this, I don't know, this freeness of to be an idiot, to make mistakes, to screw up. And it's everybody, it's to everybody's like entertainment. We're not laughing at you. We're laughing with you, because we're all in this together. Yeah. And then Knoxville, he was great. He was just like, he's like, dude, like he called me the dream maker, because, you know, he has these dreams of doing stupid stuff, and I have been helping them achieve those. So they brought a dream of mine to reality, and I bring theirs to reality.
That is so sweet. I mean, I would love if one of them wanted to come on here sometime and talk about their
origin stories,
because it's such a wild ride. Like the late 90s to come up with a pilot and just the technologies that filming had back then were really primitive, you know, compared to now. And getting yourselves on MTV and just like that whole era is so fascinating. And it's just so, I mean, it's very nostalgic, clearly, for us Gen Xers, which I think we have a lot of audience that is also in this category. I would love to hear more about all of that journey.
Yeah. I mean, that when that show came out on MTV, I was like, damn, like that's the show I would want to do. That's the show I want to be on. And so when we got cast on Mythbusters, that's why I was always the one that was like, I'll do it. I'll do all the stupid stunts. I'll do whatever you want me to do. Just because it was like, I wanted to be a jackass so bad that I was like, yeah, I'll get in a ring with a bull. Yeah, I'll let a crocodile chase me. So
just based on that, funny. Could the general audience stop yelling at me for making you jump the red wagon with the bicycle? Because clearly I helped bring a dream to life for you. That was the jackassiest thing that I think that we saw on Mythbusters. Oh. And that is your most famous stunt. So you're welcome.
Didn't we talk about that with Scotty?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We reviewed the footage, and you guys were definitely leading me astray.
No, oh, yeah, definitely, you got this. No, definitely sarcasm. You got definitely, this. Definitely yeah. sarcasm. Still, I guess it's still controversial.
It was funny, they had an ice luge, and it was like a block of ice carved like a butt.
And then so with these luges, they put alcohol usually in them, and then the alcohol gets
put
cold,
your mouth and then down
and drink then, from it. Was it coming out of the butt?
Yes. Yeah. I'll send you a picture. I'll put up a picture, because it's like it's so
oh
gross.
My gosh. Hilarity ensues. I hope you have lots of pictures. I want to see all the pictures. Tori, when was the last time you saw the doctor? actually went in for a checkup.
Last time I've been in for a checkup? It's been a while.
It turns out that in San Francisco, it's so expensive to live here that there's constant turnover. And I just, every time I get another doctor, they move away. And then I just kind of put it off.
Well, Carrie, you're in luck, because we've just partnered with ZocDoc. And it's basically an app that helps you find a good doctor near you.
I mean, ZocDoc sounds really cool. It can help alleviate the frustration of finding new doctors and making appointments. I am definitely in need of this. It's time for me to stop putting it off and actually just pull up ZocDoc.
And if you're moving away and you're in a new town, you don't know the doctors, this app will help you find the right fit.
ZocDoc lets you search and compare local in-network doctors, which is the hardest thing to do, to find a doctor who is in your plan. So I love that.
Me too, because that's the worst. You find a good doctor and you're like, oh my God, this guy's great. And then you go to your insurance and they're like, yeah, we don't cover that. And you're like, what? Now I got to find another doctor.
You can see actual appointment openings and instantly book a visit. which that's great. I hate being on the phone going, wait, hold on. Is the third available? No? Okay, let me go through. It's just like this really makes the process easier. Your health matters, and taking care of yourself shouldn't be complicated. Find and book the right doctor with ZocDoc. ZocDoc lets you search and compare local in-network doctors.
You can see actual appointment openings and instantly book a visit.
And ZocDoc is free to use,
which we are so excited to offer to you so that way you can prioritize your health.
Hey, it's Bubba Wallace from 2311 Racing. You know what it feels like forever? Sitting on a plane waiting for takeoff. Good thing I've got Chumba Casino. With daily boosts and social casino games on tap, this is the kind of fun that makes time fly. Why not turbocharge your downtime? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
So wait. Tell me about you've been gone for a week. You were in D.C. How was that?
Yeah, I've been gone for over a week. And on the other side of the country in a completely different situation.
You're making people smarter. I'm dumbing them down.
I'm not making them smarter. Mythbusters, we've been very lucky that we were at a time and a place where Mythbusters gave us a lot of opportunity to open doors. And so I have used this platform for many things, but the one thing that feels really good to give back is that my business partner and I, Jenny, created the National STEM Festival, which is basically America's Science Fair. We get to be storytellers to tell the story of all of these brilliant kids that won. They were all chosen from the state or territory that they come from for their science fair project that is in these kids are solution makers at this point. Like, they're all creating some sort of amazing science fair project that I've actually had to a couple times feed the titles into AI and ask it to explain it to me like I'm 12 because they're so complicated and so above me that I am just blown away. Like, they are a $25 wearable that's going to like save your life, or drones that are mapping pollution, or AI that's predicting cancer, like things that are really going to change the world. And these kids are insane. Like, they're all, they've created nonprofits and they have patents, and they're like, the things that they're doing at middle and high school level just blow my mind. So anyway, we've got these kids.
So not like a miniature volcano and you put baking soda.
Miniature volcanoes. Like antimicrobial gels that actually are going to save your life, like just bananas. Like, it's crazy. And I feel very fortunate that we can create this. I've been like you, sort of put into this place of science expert, but I'm not. Obviously, I went to film school. I am an artist. So I like to tell people we're not experts. We're storytellers.
We're enthusiasts, Carrie.
We're science enthusiasts. I'm like nerd adjacent. Grant, we need Grant for that. Anyway, I've done a lot of judging of science fairs. So like these big science fairs, I've done it. And the one thing that I always hated was that these science competitions, all these kids would show up. They'd be competing with each other for like the top spot. There can be only one. And so you'd have all these kids that weren't hanging out with each other, but like they had so much in common, and then there'd be one winner, and then like everybody else would be bummed. Like, you have like crying kids. Like, oh, that sucks.
Give them all an award.
My mom's disappointed in me. Anyway, so for what we do is like they've already won by the time they get there. So all the kids are champions.
So they're all winners.
Everybody's a winner. It's more like a celebration of them. They show their work. We have all sorts of events. It's over days worth. So they have a VIP showcase where they can show their projects to like the media and politicians and CEOs come. And then we have another showcase that's open to the public. And we have all these activations for museums like the Smithsonian and stuff that. Boeing. And they had a Zoom call with the ISS space station where they got to ask questions up into space. Like, just really cool stuff is happening. It was really fun. Well, here's the thing is, you know, they show up strangers and, you know, we do a little bit of team building kind of stuff and they get to go around DC and, you know, some of these kids have never been outside their neighborhood, their island reservation, like farm, like they're coming from all over the place. And some of them are coming really long distances and it's their one time coming to DC and they start out kind of shy and awkward. And then they kind of start making friends and then you can see little groups forming. And then by the end, I always cry because they're all like buddies and eating pizza together. And like they found their people because, you know, some of the kids, they come from, you know, when they're interested in like STEM stuff, they might not be the most, you know, they might not connect to a lot of the other kids because it's like they're very specialized. But when they come here, everybody's interested in the same stuff. So they make these little, they make friendships.
Oh, that's cool.
No, but yeah, I feel like the ripple effect, the positive ripple effect from this is that, you know, maybe a kid from Kansas and a, you know, kid from the Bronx make friends and then their collaboration cures cancer someday. That's my hope is like, it's really good when smart people make friends and there's no competition and everybody's just like stoked.
That's awesome. Well, I'm excited about this time of year because, well, fireworks are flying.
There's like first, you know, because San Francisco has such a strong Chinatown and the fireworks are sold there. Sometimes illegally, just saying. I definitely have confiscated some from my daughter that were way too powerful. Fireworks season starts very early and goes all the way to Christmas, I'm pretty sure, in San Francisco.
People have been lighting off fireworks since the beginning of June here in Monterey. And what's crazy, I mean, think about it. This is the 250th anniversary and it's nuts. It is absolutely nuts. And what's okay, so Monterey has no fireworks allowed at all, but there's cities next to because of fire hazards and they just, you know, they've like no fireworks. But then there's cities that border Monterey that are like, yeah, safe and sane fireworks, we're okay with. But you know, people are shipping in crazy illegal stuff. And so what happens is every 4th of July, we'll go up on the roof and just watch the illegal fireworks display. And it's insane. It literally, the whole sky is just boom, 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 all night, right? And so now what they've been doing is they have drones out. The police are flying drones and giving people tickets days after. So what they're doing is they're using the drones to locate the people and follow them or, you know, identify them. And then they're sending them a fine. So you might think you got away with it that night, but then a few days later, you get a fine in the mail for like
$1,500. $1,500? No kidding.
Yeah. I think it's like $1,000 to $1,500, but it's steep. It ain't, you know, it's like, I don't know if it's worth it to mess around.
Well, I mean, considering the fire dangers in California, it is definitely understandable. I mean, I live at the beach where it's really, really wet. So everybody goes out there and it's generally foggy this time of year. So it just ends up with smoke and like the whole highway's shut down and people are running out there with their fireworks, which nobody's supposed to have. But my neighborhood is like a war zone. Like it looks like Apocalypse Now with just the smoke and the fog and the around every corner. There's so many fireworks. It's bananas. It's kind of fun. I usually make sure my dog is really, really, really tired. And then I make a fort around her kennel that has pillows and stuff.
Oh, so that she's like, dogs hate 4th of July.
Have you seen, I'm going to show you a clip. Have you seen the explosion in Oklahoma?
No.
Check this out. Massive explosion erupts above a neighborhood after fireworks stands catch fire.
Think about that.
A fireworks stand catches fire and the entire sky is just
That's the best display I've ever. Talk about a grand finale. I always wondered how do you protect yourself from something like that happening? Every time you go buy some fireworks, you walk up to the stand and they just have shelves and shelves loaded with fireworks. If somebody threw a road flare in there, day's over. Bye-bye.
Okay. That would be a dick move to throw a road flare in there in probably a very specialized circumstance. I was thinking more like all of the places where we would buy illegal fireworks were generally the hottest places in California. Like, you're on your way to Sacramento and it's 100 degrees out. Everything's really dry. And there's a dude with a cigarette. Like one little flick goes wrong. It definitely seems like the possibility of a bad time. Or a good time if you don't get hurt.
What was the one we went to Zambelli Fireworks in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania?
Now, when you say we, you mean you and Grant.
Oh, you didn't come with us to that one?
Do you remember why?
No.
I was pretty bummed about this one. Because they told me that budget-wise, they could only send you two.
Really?
They were trying to save money, so I
had to... Are you serious?
Yeah, they're like, we only need two of you. So they sent you two wackadoos, and I had to stay back and, like, build stuff.
So we were doing... this was the first fireworks ban, correct?
Yeah. They wanted to, like, try to get more stuff done at once, and having me in the shop doing stuff and then having you two on the road actually just expedited things so that they could film all at once. So
that sucks.
I know.
I heard about you.
Tell me about that, because like I don't think people realize how fireworks are packed.
It was like going to a fireworks factory. It was like the best day at work ever. We flew out to Pittsburgh, and that's where the company is based. But then just outside of Pittsburgh, they have the actual factory. And so we go out in the middle of nowhere, right? And it's not a giant building where everybody's inside building fireworks, because they learned quickly on, when you have all the fireworks in one spot, if somebody accidentally sets one off, the whole lot goes off. So they had these kind of little mini bunkers. They were built out of cinder blocks with roofs and doors. And, you know, that it was like literally just the shells of buildings that they would each team would be in there making fireworks. So that way, if something went wrong, it was contained in this tiny little room. And they're all spread out all over the property. And so we go into this one, and the guy, I think he was missing a thumb.
No, that's not a good sign. That's
yeah.
Never a good
and it
sign.
Was like, or he was missing a finger, and we're just like, did that happen? And he was like, don't ask. And I don't know if we ever got the truth about why he was missing a finger, but he was like, okay, so this is how you build it. We were building rockets, and he was like, you got to hit it hard enough to pack the powder down, but don't hit it too hard because the concussion could set it off. And so Grant and I are just like, is this too hard? And they're like, you can hit harder than that. And I'm like, I don't want to blow my face off. And so we made a bunch, we lit them off. But the best part was then when we got back to the shop, we had ordered a pallet of fireworks. And so we got a pallet of rockets, Roman candles. To this day, I still have some of those rockets in Roman candles because there were so many that we got from them. They just shipped us all like, just
wait a minute, you've been holding on to those for that long? That was like over a
no,
decade
I had so
ago.
Many that I would just, like, I'm just now getting to the end of that lot.
So the myth was that a guy strapped enough fireworks to himself that he could fly. That's insane. He made himself like a jetpack out of fireworks. So that was our mission. And you got to do definitely the fun part of the job, go on a road trip with Grant and learn how to make fireworks.
And you know how the mortars, they're big giant like cardboard balls that they fill with powder. But then when they explode, they can make shapes. So they could do like a smiley face or a star. And the way they do it is while they're building the fireworks, it's like this big kind of eggshell cardboard thing that they fill up with powder. And then they have these little balls that are like the size of marbles that are these like they spark when they are lit on fire, and they make the shape in the ball so that when the ball explodes, that shape, expands in the air, and that's how they build those shapes. And I was like, this is blowing my mind.
That is so. Did that make the episode? Did we talk about that in the episode?
I think we did. I definitely think it did. But, you know, speaking of mortars, have you seen this one? These guys are in a neighborhood firing off one of these professional grade mortars. Check this
out. Dude, we got to put links to all these weird clips that we find.
Look at the size of this thing. Like, whoa, that stuff you see at Disneyland.
That's like maybe 18 inches across in diameter, and it's a mortar that size. Look, whoa,
and
that
in
is a
neighborhood.
Tube. What? They're in a neighborhood? This is so dumb. This is somebody's neighbor.
Look at the size.
That is a Mythbuster size explosion. Look, that is a fireball. God. So they made a mortar and a tube, and it says it's a 16. I was close. It was a 16-inch display. That's just nuts.
I mean, that
16-inch mortar that goes into the sky, professional style explosion, and that was DIY.
No, I think it was a traditional display fireworks, but you're supposed to have like a license for that and an area to light it off safely. These guys just did it in the neighborhood and
looked like a cardboard tube or something.
Gave the city a show. Could you imagine if that thing's tipped over? I love your sunglasses. Tell me a little bit more about them.
I feel like I have gone through transitions of sunglasses over the years. I remember high school used to wear little cat eye ones that were kind of super 1950s style. And then at one point I had like this giant, you know, Starlit Breakfast at Tiffany's big round black ones. And now I feel like I've gotten kind of in the middle. I went to a Warby Parker site and I got all of these different styles. So I actually have a little bit of a sunglass wardrobe now because, you know, different outfits, different sunglasses. You know, I feel like you would be a classic mirrored aviator. I could see a mirrored aviator. You know, you can actually go on the app and try on glasses. So it's got like,
I love that. So you could see what you look like before you commit. Warby Parker has so many frames to choose from. Glasses that are actually stylish.
I can tell you that the quality of this product is solid and they are affordable, but look designer. I used to buy really super expensive designer glasses and I was losing them all the time. So like Warby Parker, you can have a full wardrobe of glasses and it's not going to break your bank.
Our listeners can buy one pair of glasses and get 20% off any additional pairs at warbyparker.com/mythfits.
You got to go to warbyparker.com/mythfits so that you can buy one pair of glasses and get your second at 20% off.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
I've got this clip. There was an explosion in Malta. That looks like it looks like a bomb went off. Here, let me roll this clip for you.
It's a fireworks factory recently accidentally exploded. Oh my
gosh. Look
at that.
That is a huge explosion. And this just happened. If you saw that out your door, and the thing is, the percussion from it actually was breaking windows everywhere because it was such a big explosion.
It's so crazy because it's like a huge blast and a giant mushroom cloud, but then all of a sudden you see little sparking. It's like, wee. Oh.
Yeah.
Are people okay?
Everybody was accounted for. That's what they say. But I can't, like, an explosion that big, they are lucky.
So, oh, man. So, okay, good, good. You know what? When we were doing the explosion show, we stood in the middle of a desert. And we set off a bunch of those mortars. We had bomb suits on, me and my co-host, Street Bike Tommy. We had our bomb suits on and we were just like surrounded because we were like, what would it be like to be in the middle of one of those mortars when they go off? And so they set up a bunch around us. And for a second, it was like, is this a terrible idea? But, you know, there's no fragmentation. It's like paper and cardboard. There's no hard metal bits to hurt you. I'm wondering if you, Carrie, have ever seen it's this town in Spain, I believe, And they have this tradition from when these two churches were battling, or these two villages were battling. And so every year they have this crazy fireworks war. Like, they basically launch rockets at each other's building. Have you seen this?
Wait, what?
Look,
they launch them at each other? Oh,
look,
my gosh. They're directional. They're firing at each other.
So it's two.
That's beautiful.
I believe it's two churches or two. It's two buildings that attack each other. So basically one side is just loaded with fireworks and the other side is loaded with fireworks. And I think they kind of do a little bit of protection to protect the building, but then they just light each other up. It is
insane. I feel like there's trees in between them. Is that what I'm seeing in the shadows? How do they not catch each other on fire? Okay, it says it's a traditional event held annually at Easter in the town of Vrontados. I'm terrible at that. On the Greek Isle of Chicos. It's not Spain, it's Greek. Let's see. It's a variation of the Greek custom of throwing fireworks during the celebration of the service at midnight before Easter Sunday. Two rival church congregations in a town perform a rocket war by firing tens of thousands of homemade rockets across the town with the objective of hitting the bell tower of the church. The two rival parishes are St. Mark's and, it's another Greek name, Panagia Eritani. I'm sorry, you guys. I am just butchering that. The respective churches were built on two hilltops about 400 meters away from each other. Direct hits on each bellfire supposedly counted the next day to determine the winner of the trophy, but each parish inevitably claims victory over the other. The result is this apparent disagreement is that both parishes agree to settle the score next year, and the rivalry is thus perpetuated. So every year they're shooting fireworks to see who can hit the most. This sounds
like a
game that you would play with your brother, that you see who hits the other with fireworks the most, and then everybody claims that they're the winner. I like that.
But the way they light these, they basically have all these fireworks lined up ready to go, and they load them up, and then the guy just runs down the aisle with another lit firework lighting all the fuses.
Oh my God.
It's like the craziest thing. Like, these people are just, I'm like, I want to go there and witness that so bad. But you know, it was funny. For a period of time, I had fireworks. So after we did the experiment of Rocket Man, and we didn't use the fireworks. What we ended up doing is getting the SD rockets, and we compared the thrust to the SD rockets just because they were more consistent. And so we ended up doing Rocket Man with the SD rockets, which I'm kind of bummed about. Like, I kind of wish we had used actual fireworks to see if we could lift a person off the ground. We ended up getting 200 of these rockets or more, and it was enough to lift a grown man off the ground, which was impressive. But since we didn't use all those fireworks, we had all these boxes and boxes left over in the shop. And so I would just take them from time to time. So I was constantly driving around with fireworks in my trunk.
Wait a minute.
What?
You were driving around with fireworks just in your trunk?
Yeah. And it was so great, because whenever there was like a party or a celebration or whatever, I would just run to my car and be like, oh, I got some fireworks. And I remember my brother's wedding, or the reception, they were going off for the honeymoon. They had like a bunch of people with sparklers, you know, the little spray sparklers, and they ran through them. And I was like, I can do one better than that.
Stand back.
So I ran to my car, and I had like, just like a grip of them. So maybe like four or five, and I just lit them off and just stuck them in the air. And so as they were running through this parade of fireworks, the big skyrockets are going off in the background, and my brother's just like, you son of a gun, you got it. But I ended up burning
I don't
my
know
shirt.
About your brother's wife, but I remember whenever I went to a wedding, I had copious amounts of hairspray in my hair. This seems dangerous.
Well, no, I was running through the sparklers.
Yeah. I feel very flammable whenever I'm getting all gussied up. I definitely have a lot of hairspray. I'm a wick. I can't tell you how many weird 4th of Julys where something almost horrific happened. Like, I remember the dads in the backyard when Stella was little were putting together, like, what I was looking at going, I feel like they're not doing it right. I feel like this isn't going well. And I look down at Stella and she's like, this is a bad idea. And everybody was ignoring her. She's like, I'm going behind the glass. I'm like, okay, honey, I'll go with you. And we went inside to watch. And the little fireworks mortar station that they had created with too many fireworks in their backyard, it fell over sideways and just started shooting at the kids. All the fireworks shooting at them. And that's Stella and hilarious. I were inside going, I told you! Okay, can I just like, because we always say, leave this to the experts, don't try this at home, leave this to the, I want to just like throw a cautionary tale to all you DIY fireworks. Or I have a friend who's an ER doctor and he always throws up some wonderful cautionary tale x-rays of what happens when you mess around with fireworks. Can you pull, let me show you this picture of what your hand can look like.
Ooh.
You ready? These are all x-rays of people who've had fireworks blow up in their hands. They don't even look like hands.
Oh.
They don't look like hands. They look like claws. They are ripped in half. Like, things can go so wildly wrong. So please, this 4th of July, especially if you are drinking, do that not hold on to fireworks in your hands. Yeah, my friend Oase Durrani always throws up these, like, you know, these posts about like what happens when you do dumb stuff.
Now, another big tradition for 4th of July is barbecuing. And I just wanted to show you guys, this is Carrie's cookout for 4th of July.
I like my meat well done, Tori.
Ooh, it's smoky.
To everyone who's watching, that was not my barbecue. I have excellent barbecuing skills. I rarely light the whole thing on fire.
How funny is that, though? Literally every hamburger or steak, whatever was on that grill, the whole thing was an inferno. Okay, here's another. This is a good barbecue. Be careful when you are using a propane grill. That's all I got to say.
Whoa! So this is a mistake I think people make. They let the propane he turned it on and let it sit there for a minute before he lit it and
It looks like he has two. I think what it was is it's a two grill barbecue pit, so you can have one grill going and then right next to it have another one. So I think that's what happened because I was looking at it. It doesn't look like he lights it. It looks like the grill on the left is already lit, and so he's turning on the one on the right, and then it catches fire from the one on the left, and so that's why it blows up.
As good someone time. Who tried that magic trick where you take a lighter and put the gas in your hand, and then you light it and have a little fire go off in your hand and try to impress people, I burnt off all of my eyelashes, I can attest, that's a really hot explosion. You don't want that to happen.
You know what, Carrie? I feel like these days, not a lot of things are transparent. There's always some kind of hidden agenda behind something.
I feel like I never know exactly what I'm paying for. There's all kinds of weird fees, like airline tickets, concert tickets.
Insurance,
anything that you're spending money on. I want to see more transparency. I want to see exactly why I'm being charged for what I'm being charged for. Mint Mobile plans are so easy to understand that even Tori understands them.
That hurts. If I understood, if I was smart enough, I think my feelings might have gotten hurt right there.
All plans come with high-speed data and unlimited talk and text.
And you could bring your current phone and your current number over onto this plan.
Choose from 3, 6, and 12-month plans and say goodbye to a monthly bill. To get your new wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/mythfits. That's mintmobile.com/mythfits.
An upfront payment is required, $45 for 3 months, $90 for 6 months, or $180 for 12 months, which works out to the equivalent of $15 per month. Taxes and fees are extra.
This rate applies to the initial plan term only. Data usage over 50 gigabytes may be slowed during periods of network congestion. Plans include up to 20 gigabytes of hotspot data. A capable device is required.
Availability, speed, and coverage may vary. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/mythfits. That's it. There's no catch.
Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the Claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
All right, Tori, are you ready for a... We've got a game called Red, White, and Busted.
Yes. I am ready.
Red, White, and Busted. That is also me after a 4th of July celebration. That's what that's what this is right here. All right, so these are rapid-fire, patriotic, trivia, myth, true or false kind of game. Are you ready?
Yes. All right.
The color blue is the hardest firework color to produce.
Huh.
True or busted?
That sounds right. I'm going to say confirmed.
I'm going to go with false on this one because so the way fireworks work is the metals that are in them create the colors. And I think blue is copper. I don't feel like coppers would be difficult. So I'm going to go with.
I think copper busted? Burns green.
You think it's green?
I think.
All right. Producer, tell us the answer.
Okay, so the color blue is the hardest firework color to produce. Yes. That is legit. Yes. The copper compounds that make blue burn at a narrow temperature range that's tough to hit.
Ah, Tori wins.
What burns?
I did remember it was copper, though.
No, that's because copper is blue. What burns green? All right, so here are the elements that you need for different colors of fireworks. To get red, it's strontium salts. Orange, cool. It's calcium salts.
Okay.
Yellow, it's sodium salts.
Makes sense.
Green is barium salts. Barium salts. Blue, copper salts. Purple is a combination of copper and strontium.
That makes sense.
And silver, white hot magnesium and aluminum. Ooh. And white is magnesium, aluminum, and titanium. Interesting.
Okay. For when you're making your own fireworks.
I didn't know. Now you know.
Okay, next one. The Declaration of Independence was signed on the 4th of July.
I would say no. I would say false because they're busy fighting.
I'm going to say false.
They're busy winning the war.
What's the answer?
That is a myth. Most of the founding fathers signed August 2nd. The 4th was when the text was approved.
Ooh.
Interesting. Interesting.
All right. You ready for the next one? Americans ate hot dogs at the first 4th of July. Okay. So it was 1777. Did they have hot dogs?
I don't know if the hot dog was invented back in 1700s.
I bet it was. I mean, sausage is pretty old. It's really just intestine, right? Like, intestine stuffed with meats. I feel like Europeans had been doing that forever. So no, I'm going like to go with the possibility
like,
of...
Like an American hot dog?
Even though I eat meat now, I generally still eat a tofu dog because it freaks... It's just a little... It's pretty gross. It's a pretty gross idea.
Just don't look into the factory. Don't find out how the sausage is made.
Yeah. All right. So did Americans eat hot dogs at the first 4th of July? Tori's saying it's a myth. I'm saying I think it's true.
This is a myth. Hot dogs with the bun were invented in the 1800s in America, most likely through street vendors and also at baseball games. But the sausage link has been around since the 1400s in Germany.
Cool.
So American hot dogs weren't around yet, but yeah, I was just going with my sausage knowledge, I guess. I'm not
you got a lot of knowledge about sausage, do you?
So here's another one for you. It is illegal to fly the flag at night.
Huh. You know, there are so many weird laws around the American flag that I am going to say that that might be true.
I mean, I've seen a flag at night, but generally people at sunset, like, I wonder what the situation
is. They take them down,
at sunset,
right?
They take them down and they fold them up and they take them in, right? They put it up at dawn and take it down at night. But I don't, is it actually a law? Would people get arrested for flying their flag at night? Because my mom has her 4th of July flag up at night. She never takes it in. Is she going to get arrested?
Okay.
I want to say it's a myth. Otherwise, mom's in trouble. And
I think you can't fly it at night.
If it's, I bet it's official flags cannot fly at night. I bet, or maybe it's just a tradition.
What's the answer?
Okay, this is true. It is illegal to fly the flag at night without a light. Legal to fly the flag at night with a light, with illumination, but without illumination, that is illegal.
Oh my God, I'm going to have to call my mom now and tell her she's got to take her flag in.
She's breaking the law.
Breaking the law.
Does she have a light on it? If she has a light on it, then you're good. So
my
no
mom is very thrifty. She does not leave the lights on at night. She's that costs money. There's no way she's doing that.
So she's breaking the law.
She's breaking the law. Woo. No, I hope she's listening. You've actually been doing really well at this game. I am terrible at games. I always lose these games and you always win these games because I always think it's a trick question. I always think it's a trick question and I just assume I'm just, terrible at it. All right. More U.S. flags get manufactured in the U.S. than imported.
I would say that sounds right. I would imagine most of the flags that we have are made in the U.S. That would be my guess.
I would like that to be true. But you know what? All those little tiny flags, this question might be a little like, are we talking about legit flags or like, cause there's a lot of flags that, are on little sticks that you can get at Target. I can't imagine those are all manufactured in the U.S.
Made in China.
I feel like they might be. So I'm going to go with, I know I'm going to get wrong, but I think that's a myth.
All right. What is it?
This is actually true. 94% of all American flags are manufactured in the U.S. And of the 6% that are imported, almost all of them are made in China.
Question, though, like, do you mean like legit flags, like American flags that we are flying, like the big flags?
I think that this is legit flags. Like, this is information from the FMAA certification, which is the Flag Manufacturers Association of America.
Oh, so if we were talking legit flags, I probably would have believed that, but not the, American flag shorts that I'm seeing out in America today. All right, here's the final one. In the movies, bald eagles are dubbed to make them sound more impressive. Yeah, I believe that is true. I think the bald eagle sounds are not as cool, and I think they always put in like a, was that a good, no, that sounded like a dinosaur.
No, it was good.
I feel like they dubbed them with
great, actually. I'm gonna agree. I think the special effects, the sound effects, they ramp it up for the movies or the commercials.
This is true. Bald eagle calls are dubbed. And as a special bonus question, do you know which bird call they are dubbed with?
So when we see an image of a bald eagle, it's actually, you're not hearing the sound of a bald eagle. It's another bird.
Yeah, bald eagle calls are very chirpy and high-pitched.
Interesting.
I think we should play them. Can you play what a bald eagle actually sounds like? Wait, you ready?
Wow.
That doesn't sound as majestic as you usually hear in the movies. Wow. We got a lot of hawks around here. I think it's a hawk sound.
I'm a little disillusioned.
There's a ton of hawks out by the beach. I think it's a hawk.
Yes.
Red-tailed hawk.
It is a hawk? Specifically a red-tailed hawk.
Oh, let's pull up a red-tailed hawk.
Let's hear the sound of a red-tailed hawk. Stand by. I got this for you.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that's way cooler.
Interesting. Huh.
Wait, let me see if I can do it.
I didn't know that. Now you.
No, I
can't
do it.
Where's the mute button on this thing? All right, that was the end of the game. How did you guys do? Carrie, I feel like I kind of
Oh, I killed sucked.
Kind of crushed it on this one.
You killed it. Here are the takeaways. Here are the takeaways from today's episode. A, don't invite Tori to your party.
Unless you want to have a good time.
Tori, stop holding fireworks because we've seen the x-rays of what actually happens.
Don't let Carrie anywhere near the barbecue.
That was not me. That is fake news, Tori. Fake news.
That's a good one. Woo! Well, thank you guys for listening. Thank you for subscribing. Thank you for liking and commenting. We love you guys.
Like, subscribe, follow. And if you really want to support us, go to mythfitspodcast.com because that is a subscription where you can get longer videos. You can get all of the ad-free extended videos, and there's a lot of extra content if you're interested. Otherwise, just keep coming back here on Mondays. We love you. Stay weird.
Stay weird, but stay safe.
Pioneer.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woo-hoo! Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.